I'm back. Do this. Do this. All right. For those visitors that are here, we got a few. I come to sink, turn this out. There we go. I did the earth is flat, which I'm not, I cannot go over everything again, or we'll be right back to where we were. We looked at three things. First off, the Bible says the earth is a circle. There it is in, I know I had it up here, Isaiah 44:1. It is he that setteth upon the circle of the earth. The earth is a circle no matter where you look at it from the top, from the bottom, from the side. It doesn't matter. It's a circle. All right, so we've established that, first of all, the Bible says the earth is a circle. And I gave him a place to draw a circle. I'm not going to go through all that again. All right, I'll go through that. We talked about Letterman. Pastor Locke debated a guy who kept changing the Bible to prove that the earth is flat. The Bible does not say the earth is flat. It does not. It does not. It does not. We looked at that. The earth is a circle. We looked at the upon the face of all the earth. The Bible says all of the earth is a face. Not just the top part, not just the sides, not just the bottom. All the earth is a face. Is a face, and there's all those verses. We're not going to rehash all those. And there's your flat earth right there. Oh, and we talked about the third point. So the earth is a circle. The whole earth is a face. The flood that happened on the earth, on a flat earth, water would fall off. Get you a pizza stone, pour water on it, see if it rises or falls off. This is just simple, basic. Ugh. All right, so the earth cannot be flat on a flat earth. Cannot be flat because water's not rising on a flat surface. I mean, we went over this and over this. All right. Now let's look at something else. Thanks to Julia Birchall at White Oak Independent Baptist Church, Warri, Alabama, who pointed this out during our Sunday school classes. Too good not to include in this article. I wanted to do this. Isaiah 66:1. And it's, I was, you know, when the Bible says the earth is his footstool, I thought it said it once. It says it three different times. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Matthew 5:35 says, nor by earth, for it is his footstool. Acts 7:49, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Three different verses, God tells you the earth is his footstool. How can anything flat be considered a footstool? Something that is flat on the floor is called a rug, not a footstool. That is what a flat earth would look like according to flat earthers. There's your footstool. There's your footstool right there, flat earthers. It's a flat earth. It's even got their globe right there, even their map. All right. Or maybe God is going to stand the earth on its side and use that as his footstool, you know, like propping your feet up on a frisbee or a pizza stone standing on its edge. Try sitting in a recliner and resting your feet on a frisbee or a round pizza stone on its edge, and you will see how ridiculous that argument is. Here is a picture of someone sitting in a chair using a globe earth as a footstool with no problem at all. No problem at all. It's right there. See how easy and comfortable that is? Like, is she struggling? Is she, it's just a footstool. Just believe what the Bible says. It's much easier. All right. I'm going to start reading here because I think I messed myself up by trying to look up here, but I think I see the same thing y'all see. So we've established four things so far. The Bible says the earth is a circle. That's what the Bible says. That's the only shape attributed to the earth. There is no other shape. The Bible says the whole earth is a face. All of it. The earth cannot be flat because water does not rise on a flat surface. Because we remember over there reading in Genesis, it was 15 cubits above the highest hills. So, yeah, the flat earth makes for a horrible footstool. It actually makes the earth a rug. Julie, that was good. So I included you in on that. That was good. All right, let's go to Job 37. I'm going to show you something now that God showed me I've never seen. Been through Bible Institute, been in church pretty much all my life. And God showed me something. I've never seen it. I've read a lot of books, pro and con, on a flat earth, globe earth, all this stuff. And again, the reason I'm getting into this is because it's sweeping our churches. We've got a lot of nuts out there that are saying that the Bible says something it simply doesn't say, and it discredits God, and it makes them look foolish and tries to bring God down with them. All right, is everybody at Job 37? At this also my heart trembleth and is moved out of his place. Here, and I put the whole chapter here because I don't want nobody to say I'm taking anything out of context. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After a voice roareth, he thundereth in the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he which he cannot comprehend, which we cannot comprehend. And that's true. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain. And of course, you're talking about the earth here, and the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind and cold out of the north. And we know that's true. By the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also, by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud, he scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels. What is turned around? It's the earth there at the end of the verse. That they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon where? Upon the face of the earth. God turns the earth. Says it right there in his verse. I mean, he mentions the earth here four times. It's even mentioned in the same verse. And it is turned round about by, see, flat earthers don't believe the earth turns. Flat earthers believe the earth is stationary. They believe it's flat, and everything in the universe circles around, moves around the earth. That's not true. The earth rotates. The earth spins. And it doesn't say earth, but it's got to be the earth. And it is turned round by his counsels, verse 12, that they, the weather, may do whatsoever he commanded them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come, whether it be for correction, for his land, or for mercy. Hearkeneth unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are worn when he quieteth the earth by the south wind? Talking about the earth, the wind, the rain. Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. You know, when you got all these dark clouds over, and the wind comes over and blows the clouds away. Fair weather cometh out of the north with God his terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is excellent in power and in judgment and the plenty of justice he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. All right, back up here. Verse 12 says, it, the earth, is turned by his counsel. The earth rotates, the earth spins, the earth turns. We know that. We can verify that. We can document that. We can prove that. The earth is mentioned four times in this chapter. I included the whole chapter so you can clearly see what God is talking about. To see that God's talking about the four different seasons of the earth, or talking about the different seasons. The focus of the whole chapter is the earth and the weather that happens on the earth. The chapter mentions lightning, snow, small rain, great rain. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, cold out of the north, frost, south wind, thick cloud, and south wind. The Bible mentions the word weather in verse 22 in case you're still confused about what the chapter's about. It's about the turning of the seasons, of the rotating earth, of the snow and the rain and the wind and the lightning. Job 37:12 tells us that God turns the earth. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, but every man a liar. God is true, YouTube is not. The Bible tells us the earth turns, rotates, spins 4,000 years before science ever figured it out, and that's true. How is it that Matthew Maury in the mid-1500s figured out that the oceans and the seas have paths? It said it there the whole time. But he read in 1800s, hey, the seas have paths, let me discover them. And he did. The Bible says God turned the earth 4,000 years before science ever figured it out. It's a shame that mankind was able to figure out the shape of the earth, that it rotates like the Bible says it does over 2,000 years ago, but you somehow still can't figure it out. And there's people like that. The men in 500 BC used observable, documentable, mathematical calculations to verify the earth's shape. Those same calculations, experiments, and observations are available to you today if you really wanted to know the truth. You say, well, why do you say it? Because those people are adamant, man. They're warriors for a flat earth. They're Christians on a mission to let you know God made a flat earth. And they're adamant about it. If you've ever debated them, you ever talked to them, they're crazy. I am not going to go into a lot of detail about who and when humans first figured out the world was round. A guy named Pythagoras around five, and this is, I wasn't there. I wasn't there in 500 BC. Yes, I had to look online that you believe it's all a lie. I get it. Around 500 BC, proposed the earth was round. He based his idea on the fact that if the moon was round, then the earth must be round as well. That's a good assumption. That's an excellent assumption. If that little ball up there is round, I wonder what the ball I'm on is. I'm going to be flat. Oh, goodness. After that, sometime between 500 BC and 430 BC, a guy named Anaxagoras, man, boy, that's some names back then. determine the true cause of solar and lunar eclipses in the shape of the Earth by its shadow on the moon during a lunar eclipse. You can see the Earth's shadow on the moon. And around 350 BC, Aristotle declared the Earth was a sphere based on observations he made about, this is 350 BC, before Christ. Based on observations he made about the constellations that he could see in the skies, he traveled further and further away from the equator. During the next 100 or so years, Aristarchus and Eratosthenes actually measured the size of the Earth, and they got it accurate, within 1%. So for over 2,000 years, humanity has known the Earth was round. Aristotle discovered it in 350 BC. But then you came along and you declared that the Earth is flat in 2024 AD. Come on, man. Christopher, if the Earth was flat, don't you think Matthew Maury would have said so in any of his writings? He knew it was a sphere. He knew it was a globe. He knew it was a circle. He knew it was round, just like the Bible said it was. Christopher Columbus did not believe the Earth was flat in 1492. That's a myth. You cannot prove that anywhere. He knew, and I'm about to prove it to you, he knew that the Earth was a globe. He knew the Earth was round, but he miscalculated the size of the Earth. Now, that he did do. He knew he could reach India by going west. Now, if you know anything about geography, I'll go ahead and pull it up here. He's here. I don't even see it. India's not even on this map. Let me go down a little bit. All right, here we go. So here is Christopher Columbus. Here's India. Well, if you want to go from here to here, how would you go? That's how they always went. But he knew if he went that way, he would run into India. That's what he told the queen. You let me go, I'll find India by going west. And I can document every bit of this. Christopher Columbus. All right. Before Columbus went west to go to India, people went east to go to India and Asia. Columbus knew since the world was round, he could make it to Asia and India by sailing west the entire time. He just didn't go far enough. When he landed in the Bahamas, which ain't very far, so he leaves here, makes it to the Bahamas, and said, I made it to India. He wasn't even halfway. But he knew that if he just kept going, but he miscalculated it. He thought he had landed on the outskirts of India and Asia, Asia and India. That's why he called the indigenous people there Indians. That is what we still call people today in this country and everywhere from down here to up here. And why do we call them Indians? Because he thought he was in India. That's true. That's a true statement. That we still, they're not Indians. Indian is somebody from India. He sailed to the Bahamas, to Cuba, to Santo Domingo, and to Jamaica. He made four trips, and these are his four trips. And each time he went back and said, I found India. He didn't find India. If he would have gone past North and South America, all the way across the Pacific Ocean, he would have made it to Asia and India. He simply miscalculated the distance he needed to travel to make it to Asia, but he was correct in his idea of sailing west to go to Asia. He had it right. He just miscalculated the distance. And of course, there's a big difference between him leaving there and hitting over here and saying, hey, I made it to India. Oh, buddy, you got to go a long way. Mankind has known about the globe Earth for over 2,000 years by using mathematical calculations and equations. One of the reasons why you want to believe the Earth is flat is to prove science and government wrong. That is true. I get it. They are both corrupt, and they are, and they both have an agenda against God, and they do. I understand all of that. Our government ran schools also teach us that we need oxygen to survive. Do you believe that oxygen is a lie of science and government as well? Not everything the government tells us is a lie. Don't declare everything you've ever been told a lie. If you do, then you will be like this. My brother, you remember when the Tea Party was a real big thing here a couple years ago? I mean, it was quite a while. Like the Tea Party, it got to be a big thing. I don't remember, was it Bush was running, whatever. My brother went to a meeting in Perry, Florida, a Tea Party, you know, less taxes, less government, you know, stuff we believe in. He said people showed up with tinfoil on their head. He said, I'm out. So you got Christians that come along and said, the Bible says the Earth is flat. This is how people that know look at us. The Bible does not say that. Please stop watching YouTube videos of people telling you what you want to hear. Do some observations yourself. Quit relying on YouTube videos as your proof of a flat earth. Everybody I've ever talked to, their reference, YouTube. Every last one of them. The math calculations used by YouTubers are wrong. So, of course, their conclusions are going to be wrong as well. Like seeing buildings across Lake Michigan. They'll pull up these things. Oh, if the earth was really round, I shouldn't get... So, of course, their conclusions are going to be wrong. Like seeing... They are not honest with their numbers. Their math makes the earth have a curvature similar to that of the St. Louis Arch and not that of a basketball. So they'll sit there and tell you, well, the scientist says the earth has this curvature, and if this is true, then I shouldn't be able to see, but that their math is a lie, and I'm about to prove it to you. I don't have the time or the space to debunk every YouTube video. This article is already long enough. I've watched plenty of debates between scientists and flat earthers. The scientists exposed the flat earther for using math that was made up. In the video I watched, a scientist challenged a flat earther to produce one document by any scientist, that should be BY, not BUI, by any scientist in the world saying the earth has the curvature the flat earther said that science supposedly said it is. He couldn't do it. It's a number they just make up out of thin air to discredit a globe earth. See how that works? They make up a fake number, then they prove that number, that made up number, is wrong. Then they pat themselves on the back for exposing the lie of a globe earth. I've seen it happen. The guy's like, where'd you come up with that math? That's not true. You just made those numbers up. The earth does not have a curvature. What you just said it does. Please watch some actual debates between scientists and flat earthers. And no, I do not believe everything scientists believe. And I've already talked about that. I don't believe in evolution. I don't believe that clouds weigh more than the air around it. That's ridiculous. I don't believe the air is 15 point something pounds per square inch. That's ridiculous. Watch for yourself how a flat earther cannot answer the most basic questions about the earth. If you've ever watched a video, you know exactly what I'm talking about, or debated one. Stop watching videos of people saying only what you want to hear. The circle earth people embarrass flat earth people in every debate and every one I've watched. I've never seen an articulate, laid out, documentable, provable flat earth person give any evidence whatsoever of his claim. None. Circle earth people use observable, documentable, and provable experiments that anyone can do for themselves. It's awkward watching a flat earther lie, squirm, and repeat things like it's all a lie, it's not true, they're lying to you, the entire debate. That's all they say. It's not true. It's made up. Science is lying to you. NASA's lying to you. It's assimilated. Flat earthers have never, ever produced one shred of evidence of a flat earth. Their main argument of a flat earth are these. NASA's lying about everything. The stars are simulated. The governments of the world are in conspiracy about the earth. The pictures of videos of earth are not real. No one is allowed in Antarctica, so there's your proof the earth is flat. That's what they say. I'm not kidding. Let's look at some simple observations you can do for yourself. Look at a lunar eclipse of the moon. You can clearly see the earth is a circle by the shape of the earth on the moon's surface, just like the Bible says it is. When the earth is between the sun and the moon, it casts a shadow on the earth of the moon. It casts a shadow of the earth on the moon. We can see for ourselves the shape of the earth by looking at the moon. Anyone who isn't blind can see with their own eyeballs. Remember that people in 500 BC figured this out way back then, but people are somehow struggling with it today. Christians, people that claim to believe God, people claim to be a follower of God. I'm telling you, go watch the debate between Greg Locke and Dean Odle. He's a pastor in Opelika, and he was championing the Bible says the earth is flat. No, it's not. If the earth was horizontal, the shadow on the moon would be a straight horizontal line going across the moon during a lunar eclipse. Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. Every flat earth argument is ridiculous. I'm going to keep saying this. There are people in the 3rd century that figured out the earth is a spinning globe. Let that sink in. Marinate that for a little while. If the earth was flat, the shadow on the moon would look like this. You ever see that when there's a lunar eclipse? Elementary stuff, man. Basic. You can also do these observations for yourself. I keep saying for yourself because most of you will still take someone else's word for it on YouTube. An observation you can do is observe the curving horizon of the ocean. Get yourself some high-powered binoculars, a telescope, or a high-zoom camera. Then go look at any ship that is sailing away from you. It drops lower and lower into the ocean the further it goes away from you. If the earth was flat, the ship would just get smaller and smaller and then totally disappear as it gets further away from you. But it doesn't do that. It appears to sink into the ocean as it gets further away. I know. You will say, but the guy on YouTube said, go do the stinking experiment for yourself. Do it for yourself with your own eyeballs. Stop relying on what some guy on YouTube told you. You don't need to be dumb all your life. You can educate yourself. I could show you a picture of a ship appearing to sink as it goes over the horizon, but you wouldn't believe it anyway. You would say, like you always do with all evidence, it's fake. I've actually seen a flat earther say it's fake even when it was proven to them, and I watched this video. And I can get you all this stuff if you want to see it. The experiment was done by a news crew. They actually invited a flat earther to watch the experiment with them. They did it together. They had a colored rainbow mast on a boat. It was really tall with many different color stripes running horizontally. They had red, yellow, blue, green, really high mast. As the ship got further away, the different colors appeared to sink into the ocean, but you could still see the other colors toward the top of the mast. As the ship continued to move further away, you could see each color disappearing into the ocean one color at a time. When there were only a few visible colors left to be seen through the telescope, they asked the flat earther what he had to say about the experiment. He looked into the camera in all seriousness said, "It's fake. It's not real." What they say every time. Every time. That was his defense. That was his argument. That is the only argument they ever have, no matter what you tell them. It's fake. It's not real. Deny any and all evidence. Deny any and all evidence. Deny any and all evidence. It's not real. It's fake. They're lying to you. NASA simulated Antarctica. They love throw Antarctica in there. I had a boss in Ohio some years ago that told me of a story about his son and some peas he had on his plate. His name is John. John told us a story at lunch one day about his young son, probably around 3 or 4 at the time. John told his son that he couldn't leave the table until he ate all of his peas. His son looked at John and said, "There ain't no peas on my plate. I ate them all. They're all gone." John looked at his plate and saw some peas on the plate, still on his son's plate. John said, "What are these?" As he pushed the peas around the plate to show his son, they're still there. His boy said, "I don't see anything. They're gone." As you can imagine, John was very upset at his son. I'm not going to tell you what John did after that, but I agree with what he did. And I can understand why he did it. I put this in parentheses. If you ever see me out, you can ask me and I will tell you. After class, I will tell everybody after I'm offline. Flat earthers are just like John's son. In spite of all evidence, they just say, everything is fake. It's not real. It's not there. That's what they say. Like an immature little toddler. And if y'all know people like this, please bring me somebody to debate so I can just unload on them. You can go places at the North and South Poles, except Antarctica, of course, because we all know you will be shot by 57 different countries if you take one step on Antarctica. That's what they'll tell you. You'll die instantly, instant death. And you can see for yourself the sun is in the sky for 24 hours during some months of the year. Explain the sun being in the sky for 24 hours for months at a time. They can't explain this. You can't explain that on a flat earth. By the way, there are people living in Antarctica. There are jobs you can apply for in Antarctica. There are people working and living on Antarctica right now. There are always people in Antarctica. It's another lie that no one can go to Antarctica. Cruise ships go there frequently. I know, you don't believe it. But they go there even though you don't believe it. And yes, they get off the boat and they walk around Antarctica. Oh no, don't those poor people know they will be instantly shot once they take one step on Antarctica? Sure. It's not illegal to go to Antarctica. Here's a screenshot of cruise ships that you can take to Antarctica. And they go to Antarctica. Now, not every one of these does, but a lot of them do. I'll read this here. There are 186 different cruise ships going to Antarctica, or itineraries, not cruise ships, but itineraries, going to Antarctica in 2024, February, December. No, not every cruise ship in the list stops in Antarctica, but a lot of them do. 74,000 people visited Antarctica between 2019 and 2020. That was before COVID. See this article in USA Today. Of course, you know, I'm not a big believer in media either, but no, it is not illegal to travel to Antarctica. It's not. They'll sit there and tell you, you can't go there. You'll be shot. All these nations have got militaries there, and it's just, no, it's not. How can there be no sunrise at all for 2 months, 2.5 months in the same parts of Norway? I think Andy messed up my, I don't know. From November 14th to January 29th every year, explain that. How many of you know about the stuff in Alaska where it's daylight for months at a time and it's dark for months at a time? You can't explain that on a flat earth. There's no explanation. See, they don't believe the earth's set. They don't believe the earth goes over the horizon. They believe the earth just goes away out of sight. Like I said, if you're going to be a nut, you might as well just go all out. How can there be no sunrise in Barrow, Alaska from November 18th until January 23rd every year? The sun does not rise during that time. 66 days of no sun at all. How can there be no sunlight during that time of year every year if we live on a flat earth? How can the sun stay in the sky for 81 days in Barrow, Alaska during another part of the year? From May 11th to July 30th, Explain that. You can't explain it with a flat earth. It's impossible. How is the sun in the sky for months at a time at the South Pole while also not rising at all during the exact same months at the North Pole? You can't explain that on a flat earth. There are many more experiments you could do for yourself if you really want to know the truth, or you could just keep your head buried in YouTube instead. Go look at the itinerary of any cruise ship going around the world. It does. How does a boat go all the way around the world by going east the entire time? Seriously, explain that. How can you explain it on a flat earth? I mean, if it was flat, would it not fall off the edge or hit this mythical dome that they speak of? I mean, going true east the entire time, compass east, not north, south, east. You know, they say you go north and you south, east to get back to where you were. That's ridiculous. Going true east the entire time. There was a movie about a 16-year-old girl sailing around the world in 2009. Her name is Jessica Watson. She sailed around the world solo by herself. The movie is called True Spirit. There are plenty of documented videos about her accomplishments. She's not the only one to have done it. There's a lot of solo teenagers have done it. She sailed from Australia to Australia by going around the world in one direction. How can you explain that on a flat earth? You can't. It's impossible. I know. She didn't really do it. It's a lie. She's a part of the global conspiracy to cover up a flat earth. But she did it. That's her journey. She started out here in Australia. She went this way. The reason she went up here is she didn't actually get credited for sailing around the world because the nautical miles, this is the equator, she spent too much time down here. She still did it, but so she tried to come up here, jump over the equator, and come back and get credit with the miles. This is all documented. You read about it, you study it. So she left Australia, and it was kind of a controversy because they said they should have given it to her, but if she didn't actually do the, yeah, she was only short, like she barely missed it. But you have to actually put it, log in the miles. So had she went up further up here and come down, she would have been fine. But she sailed by herself all the way this way to get back here. How are you going to explain that on a flat earth? And that's her route right there. I could go on and on with more types of these examples. But again, this paper's already long enough. This paper isn't written to debunk every idiotic theory of a flat earth. There are plenty of other books and videos that easily do that. This paper is mostly written to prove the Bible does not say the earth is flat. All this other stuff is just a bonus. Here's another freebie for you. Flat earthers will tell you in Encyclopedia Britannica, and they love to say this, or some other school book in the United States in the 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s, taught a flat earth. They are flat out lying to you. That is not true. There are maps in those books showing the continents, landmass of the entire earth, all on one page. You do realize you are seeing those pictures in a book, and those books have pages, and those pages are, you won't believe it, wait for it, they're flat. No, the earth is not flat because you see a map of the earth in a book on a flat page. That's literally what they do. They see a map of the earth and say, oh, the earth is flat. It's right here. See, here's my book. It's in this book. It's flat. It's on a page. God, man. No, the earth is not flat just because you see a map of the earth in a flat page. And no, the snakes in those books aren't flat either. I mean, if the earth is flat, everything, every picture in that book is flat as well. If you want to use that logic, you can actually look in the exact same book. The guy on YouTube said the earth was flat in 1933 or any other year, and you can read the WORDS in that book for yourself. Nowhere in that book does it say the earth is flat. It tells you the earth is a circle or round or a sphere, just like the Bible says it is. That book has a map of the earth in it. You can easily see every piece of land on the earth in one picture. That book did not tell you the earth is flat. That's another lie they love to tell. I'm telling you, debate them. They taught in the 1700s. They taught in 1920. Here's a map. Here's Encyclopedia Britannica. And they break out that map. Read the words. It says it's a globe. It says it's a sphere. It says it's round. They lie to you. Because I've seen a debate where a scientist, the guy brought that up, and he had the book. So he breaks the books and says, right here, it's a globe. Same book that you said is they taught that the earth is flat. It says right in the words, the letters, says it's a globe, it's a sphere, it's round, circular. So they lie. He's like, so if you ever say that again, you're lying. You're lying on purpose. I challenge anyone to show me any science book written in the 1700s, 1800s, or 1900s, or ever written that our schools and universities used to teach the earth is flat. There isn't one. There's not one. They knew 500 years BC, humans knew the earth was round. But in 1933, we just tell them they're flat. Do Humans knew since 500 BC, that's what I just said, the earth was a moving globe, like the Bible said it is, not until YouTube was invented in 2005 that the flat earth heresy became popular, and you got sucked into it. How about we wrap cellophane around your head and write Charms Blow Pop on it because you are a sucker? You bought into it. 2005, YouTube comes out and says, oh, it's flat. And you go, okay, the earth is flat. You said it's flat. Here's another experiment you can do for yourself. Look at the stars at the North Pole and the stars at the South Pole. Why are they different? Why are they not the same? Explain that. If we live on a flat earth, wouldn't the stars all be the same no matter which pole you're at? Same star, just different perspective. At the North Pole, the stars move counterclockwise, right to left. And the stars at the South Pole move clockwise, left to right. The stars move in different directions at the two different poles at the exact same time. Explain that. And there it is right there. You're at the North Pole, and you take a camera and you let the thing go, that's how it looks. If you're at the equator, it runs directly straight over you. If you're there, it runs this way. All documented, provable. Of course, I know it's the earth that moves, because I said, you know, that stuff moves. It ain't that stuff moving, it's the earth moving. And I got another video I could show y'all that's very interesting. Like, it's so cool. This guy took a video of the constellation and left it there, and you see the earth move, and that's staying right there. It is so cool. It's so neat. Of course, I know it's the earth that moves. The stars do not move. They just appear to us to move because we are standing on the face of the earth that God turns. If I put you on a merry-go-round and spun you around, are the objects moving or are you moving? And like, seriously, if I spin you around, is it they moving or you moving? We're moving on a merry-go-round. How come people at North Pole can't see the Southern Cross? And how come people at the South Pole can't see Polaris? How about you answer those questions? Answer them with integrity and honesty. Just saying they aren't real is not an intellectually honest answer. If it's not real, it's all simulated, then prove it's not real. Prove it's simulated. They just throw out weird, wild, crazy, bizarre theories and don't prove any of it. And Christians are getting sucked into this. And then they claim that God says the earth is flat because the Bible says the earth. No, it doesn't. Explain the different movements of the stars at the opposite end of the earth at the same time. Explain why everyone on earth can't see the same stars at the same time. You can't explain any of that, and you won't explain any of it. If the earth is flat, then we ought to all be able to see the same stars, just from different perspectives. You'll just go in parrot mode, repeating over and over again what you heard on YouTube. It's all fake. It's simulated by NASA. It's not real. You have absolutely no proof of any of that, but you don't need any proof. Just you saying it somehow makes you feel better, and that's all the proof you need. It's really pathetic that you claim to represent God, and yet you blindly follow some idiot on YouTube when the Bible clearly tells you the earth is a circle. I'm not going to let you forget that. There are many other observations you could do for yourself if you really want to know the truth. Here's another one. Look at the shape of every other planet we can see. Why is the shape of every planet we can see a circle? Why are they all round? Why do they all have a globe shape? Why is the moon a circle? Why is the moon round? Don't you think it's strange to believe that the earth is the only planet that is flat? Is it because you can't see it for yourself like you can see the moon? I understand that. But then why do you assume it's flat? Why that shape? Why flat? What else in the universe tells you the earth is flat? This is our solar system would look like if the earth was flat. Does that make any sense? And they'll look at you with a straight face. Just like a Jehovah's Witness, a Catholic, a Mormon, that truly believe what they believe, by George, they believe the earth is flat. And then they go tell somebody about the forgiveness of God and Jesus Christ came and died for you, and then you're a nut. I'm not going to believe anything you say. I've told you, you get a witness on a witness stand, and if he's going to testify about something, as the other attorney, my job is to discredit him, discredit anything he says. So if I could bring up something that he's guilty of that I can prove just bizarrely, then anything else he's got to say, you ain't going to have any confidence in it. So I believe this is a lie of the devil, this heresy, to make people make God look bad, make God look like we still, the earth rides on a turtle type stuff. There are people that believe that stuff. People believe all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous about all that flat stuff. So we've established four things so far. The Bible says the earth is a circle, and that's what the Bible says. That is the only shape attributed to the earth. We talked about the four corners, and we'll get into that here in a moment. The Bible says the whole earth is a face, all of it, and we showed you all of those verses. The face of all the earth. The earth cannot be flat because water does not rise on a flat surface. I got to put in number four here and move number four to number five. If the earth is flat, it ain't a footstool, it's a rug. That's a good point. I love that. Just using simple logic. You know, when I was in high school, I talk about this air and the cloud and stuff. I had a science teacher, Mr. Riddick, stood up one day and said, the reason giraffe necks are long is because whenever they were born, they stretched out to try to get the leaves. And then when they had babies, their neck stretched out just over millions of years. Their neck, that's ridiculous. That's just dumb. I laughed. Me and him went at it. And he's like, well, I said, how can you prove that's true? I mean, you talk about science being observable, documentable. It's something you can replicate again. It's something you can prove. Prove to me that a giraffe reached up and tried to get leaves, and then their baby reached up a little bit more, and then their baby in millions of years. I'm like, you can't prove that. He said, well, you can't prove what you believe. I said, yeah, I can. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In Genesis 1, he talks about creating all the animals. Yeah, I can prove it. I base what I believe on something I can put my hands on that I can show you. You're just pulling this stuff out of thin air. A giraffe did not just reach for the star, or reach for the leaves, and then his children reached a little higher, and his children reached. That's just dumb. All right, I probably need to stop here. We've established five things. The Bible says the earth circle. The Bible says the whole earth is a face. All of the earth. It says all of the earth is a face. If it's flat, then the bottom isn't a face. The earth cannot be flat because the water does not rise on a flat surface. If the earth is God's footstool and it's flat, it's just nothing more than a rug. And the Bible tells us that God turns the earth. Now let's look at a few of the flat earthers' favorite Bible verses. I'm not going to get into that. We'll get into that next week. But anybody got any questions or comments? I know I'm adamant about this, but I don't know why it bothered me. I watched that debate with Greg Locke and Dean Odell, and I thought, man. And then I got accused of believing what Dan Odell says because, you know, that Bible says, that pastor said that the Bible says the earth is flat. Ha, 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 what a fool. Well, he is a fool, but the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. Has anybody got any questions, comments, anything? All right, go ahead. Could be. Yeah. It's just crazy. A lot of things. I told y'all last week about the Bible says in Leviticus to run your hands over running water because in the medieval times they would do surgery on him, wash your hands in a basin, and then take those germs and do somebody else and do somebody, and then they figured out, hey, let's use running water. That's what the Bible says. Like, the whole point of this study is you can believe your Bible. You can trust your Bible. When the Bible says the earth is a circle and somebody comes along and says it's flat, do you choose to believe them or choose to believe God?
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Because that's what God told them to do in Leviticus, to use the running water. There's reasons why God says to do stuff. Like, it's for our health, it's for our benefit, it's for our longevity. And when we go against the Bible, I'm telling you, I'm more impressed just doing this little thing I did with Matthew Mari. He put his career on the line. He went against all standard knowledge, all standard belief, all standard thought on the oceans and the paths, and they wouldn't listen to him. They didn't believe him. He said, but the Bible says the paths of the sea, it's got paths. And when they trusted him and they let him use it, America destroyed the world in speed records of moving men, cargo, ships. Like, we were getting stuff to India and back before India, people could even get to India, and it was like cutting two weeks off of a trip because he used these paths. There literally are paths in the sea. But you look at the water, it looks like a bunch of water to us, but the Bible says there's paths. Huh? Oh, yeah, probably.